Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Bizarro Hump Day Edition. Fancy Brian, how you doing, big guy?
But it's the 40-degree change.
I heard you mention that earlier. It's dramatic. Bizarro Hump Day. I wasn't talking about the weather, though, big guy. Also, greetings to you, Evan, here in Madison, here in the world headquarters, Devil Radio. It has been a weird trip down QAnon Lane today. You know, I dipped a toe into Righty Whitey Talk Radio, and it was disconcerting. And I don't mean, you know, in the general sense. I mean specifically disconcerting to me, because I do the same job. I feel like I do. You know, what do? We hop on the radio in the afternoon. You do it. I do it. You know, not the audience, but you and I do, Fancy Brian. And we try to bring the truth. I try to bring my truth to the radio each and every day. And I try to quote sources, you know, it's not usually just my thoughts. If I'm thinking a certain way, maybe I'll go find a source that, you know, wrote an article and supports it. I certainly have my bias. But when, you know, faced with facts, my mind can be changed. And today is going to be one of those days, perhaps, Fancy Brian. And here's the problem. Ron Johnson might be right about Hunter Biden. And that's not according to Crudy. That's according to the Washington Post. That's one of those sources I trust. And Ron Johnson and Charles Grassley, two U.S. senators, witch hunters by trade. Most of the time, I would tell you, and I certainly think it's been a witch hunt of sorts. But sometimes where there is smoke, there is fire. And the Washington Post, although, you know, no specific criminal charges dropping at this point, a grand jury has been convened. And there seems to be some indication it is an active grand jury, and it could touch the Biden family, could touch Hunter Biden. And much of the evidence, and this is a longer expose the Washington Post dropped this afternoon, it's supported by evidence provided by Ron Johnson, verified evidence, and Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa. But it's a little hard to stomach. Kind of tastes like crow. And I really have dug into the Hunter Biden story. Not much. A little bit till today. I'm not saying this is damning. I'm not putting him in a jail cell, let's say. But Hunter Biden was a ne'er-do-well drug addict who lied and, you know, sort of hung on the coattails of his very famous father. And whether or not Joe Biden knew that Hunter Biden was utilizing him as a sphere of influence. You know what I mean? When the old man's famous vice president, former vice president, some things kind of fall in your lap. But it's not all just, you know, things that could be looked beyond. Well, Hunter Biden was once asked, well, do you think you got some of this money because of who your dad is? Yeah, maybe. Yeah, probably. Well, whether or not it cast, you know, any influence on the father, on Joe Biden, what we do know is the son was more than willing to use his old man's name to put the Biden Foundation on the very same masthead that he's putting his own investment interest with a foreign national, guy who went to prison. And a lot of the people that Hunter Biden did business with were of the unsavory sort. You know, I thought that was mostly just the Trump kids and Donald, right? We say that of our political enemies all the time. Well, Donald Trump, Russia, Russia, Russia. Well, guess what? Joe Biden, he is certainly tarnished, if not criminally complicit in some stuff being reported on today by the Washington Post. And in some ways, it's a little exonerating of Ron Johnson, at least what he has been saying, and specifically the evidence. And of course, Ron's out with pressers, you know, dropping missives as quick as he can. I read it before. It is damn near word for word matching the reporting at this hour at the Washington Post. This story dropped a couple hours ago. CNN has similar reporting today. So it's bizarro day. Whenever I have to say, you know what, Ron Johnson might be right. That always is galling to me. And then I turn over to Righty Whitey Talk Radio. Our girl, QAnon McKinnon, down the dial. Icky Vicky here in Madison and Milwaukee. If you're listening to me outside the greater Wisconsin area, she's not the only one, but she's one of many. But she said, don't believe the Post. I'm like, what? Don't believe the Post. They're covering up something bigger. Or they wouldn't be reporting on this today. There must be a bigger story that's being hidden from view. And I'm thinking, really? I thought you kind of won this argument. You know, declare victory, mission accomplished. You know, maybe it will really come back to tar and feather Joe Biden in his reelected bid. You know, maybe the kid is corrupt. Maybe the kid is a criminal, and maybe he'll be in jail between now and then. But here's what I would say. She didn't even know that wasn't good enough for her. There's got to be a bigger there, or we wouldn't be seeing this reporting at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN. So what's the bigger there? She didn't speculate. She went on to talk about how elementary school teachers are sexualizing all our school children, and they're bragging about turning them gay. And I'm like, do you have kids in the school? Because I have kids in the school. You got kids in the school. And they are being taught tolerance, but this whole turn your kid gay thing, I'm thinking that's not happening in any classroom to anybody's kids that has called me or described to me. I mean, we've got education programs on this radio station. If that's what they were advocating for, hey, let's turn people's kids gay. Or maybe it's a conspiracy. They maybe hide it, you know, at a pizza parlor where Hillary's trolling pedophile kids or whatever it is their newest conspiracy is. But it's hard to keep up. And when I see a story like this, and I think to myself, talking about the Hunter Biden, there's some there. And I've got to admit to the audience, there's some there. And they need to start paying attention to the Hunter Biden story. Because it's no longer fake news. It's Washington Post. It's front page news. So, you know, start paying attention to that story. We'll tell you a little more about it. But, you know, over on Righty Whitey Talk Radio, they're not even living in the same reality. I don't even know what the hell she was talking about. And her guest, right there in whatever crazy backwano rabbit hole they were going down together. Thelma and Louise style. It's all about the parents, you know, and winning back school board races, house, seat by seat. And if we just do that, well, and then Vicky threw cold water on that. Well, it's not even enough to do that because school boards don't listen to you anyways. I'm like, I must be doing this wrong in some way because what you're doing doesn't resemble what I do on the radio. Yet here we both are. A little bit more. Remember opportunist Charlie Sykes from the great state of Wisconsin? He did a little right-wing talk radio show in Milwaukee. State's biggest station for 25 years owned the mornings.
How could we forget he was a successful opportunist?
Oh, he was quite successful. Boom, dun, does a lot of MSNBC hits. And he writes a piece at the Bulwark today, and I'll probably share it because it's well-written. Charlie, you know, he can write. And what Charlie says today is, oh, yeah, did you hear what Trump was asking for last night? He asked his little buddy, Putin. You remember Putin. Trump went into an interview yesterday and said, hey, Putin, you know, I know you're opposed to the United States at this time. So don't you think it would be opportunistic to drop some dirt on the president's son? Do you have any dirt on Hunter Biden? And according to Charlie Sykes, and Charlie Sykes, you know, the opportunist who's never afraid to change his stripe. But he said Trump might be treasonous in asking Putin for dirt on Hunter Biden. You know, he can't get out of the way. It just let the normal process play out. It's playing out in the court of public opinion. It's playing out in the mainstream media now. That's not enough. The man's got to ask the butcher, Putin, the war criminal, hey, get more dirt on Hunter Biden. Now would be a great time. Because what's his thought? The enemy of my enemy must be my friend. And Joe Biden's his enemy. Now, Putin's enemy might be America, but, you know, so what? Putin's my friend. Trump cannot ever give up Putin. They're still close. They're still tight. Still asking him for favors. So, go ahead. Fancy?
I got to say, Susan Collins has got to be, you know, I thought he totally learned his lesson, didn't he? Didn't he learn his lesson from the
last... Well, that's the other bizarre part about this hump day, buddy. Susan Collins actually showed a little courage today. She came out today and said she's voting yes for the confirmation of Joe Biden's Supreme Court nominee. She is the first Republican to publicly say she's a yes vote, Ketanji Brown Jackson.
Wow.
So she was absolutely wrong about Trump and the, you know, the impeachment. He didn't learn any lessons. He's still begging for more stuff in the public, in interviews, in a treasonous fashion. Not my terms. Charlie Sykes' terms. And he also did right-wing talk radio for a number of years, till it got a little painful to be an anti-Trumper. Oh, and one more thought. Putin's people are lying to him about their progress in Ukraine, according to U.S. intelligence. That's not Crudy's assessment either. I got a fine guest. He's Cole Devlin with me in the 5 o'clock hour. He is Matt Flynn, attorney Matt Flynn, show host Matt Flynn from Matt Flynn Direct. Get up early and watch him. Listen to him right here on the radio. Or stick around till 5. He joins me. Devil's Advocates. It is a bizarro hump day. I'm feeling a little troubled. You know, join me on the phones. If you trouble to share it, 844-967-2789.
I think that the son is the mastermind. There's a look. There's a devilish look in his eyes, and I don't like it.
And the buck stops with me.
Lock him up. Lock up the son. Don't forget about the son.
Thank you. Go get him.